You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hi, everyone, and welcome into today's episode of Awaken Radio. I am excited for the topic that we are going to be diving into today in this episode because we're going to be talking about the topic of relationships. And I realize that relationships is not something I've spoken to much on the podcast. I don't have many episodes on it, which is interesting because it's been a big area for me that I've done a lot of healing around, that I've journeyed a lot around, and that I've manifested a lot around. So maybe it'll be something I can speak to more on the podcast if that interests you. And if you do want to hear me talk more about the topic of relationships, let me know, send me a message or an email, and I can bring you more episodes on this topic. And so the way that we're going to talk about relationships today is through the lens of how embodying and reclaiming your feminine energy can transform all of your relationships. And I really want to dive into how, when as women, we go on our feminine healing and feminine embodiment journey, how it really impacts all our relationships and how we can actually create so much transformation in our relational dynamics through changing our energy and through embodying our feminine energy. And I would have to say this is the area that I see transform the most for women when they come to their feminine healing and embodiment journey. It's the area of relationships. And this could be any relationship. It could be romantic relationships, you know, with a new person that you're wanting to call in or with your existing partner. It could be family relationships and dynamics. It could be your friendships with other women. It could be your relationships with clients or in a work-related setting or with your boss. I've seen so many relationships transform, both for myself and for the women that I work with, when they have gone on this feminine healing and embodiment journey. And I really want to explain to you why this is. And I really think actually the most important relationship that I've seen transform for women when they do this work is their relationship with themselves. And I think this is why so many of their relationships around them transform, because they have healed their relationship with themselves and they've healed their relationship to their feminine energy. And this creates a ripple of change around them. And so I've seen it time and time again with my women in Divine Femme, with my one-on-one clients, that they've become magnetic either to new partners, you know, when they've been dating or in their existing relationship. They've been able to evoke and see be expressed more masculine energy in their existing partner or in the men that are coming into their life, which has allowed them to soften into more of their feminine. They have healed relationships with family members and begun to set boundaries and have really powerful conversations and change those relational dynamics. They've been able to heal the sisterhood wound, which is the wound we have around other women, and actually start to call in like soul sister friendships. I've seen women walk away from unhealthy dynamics and then magically just align with the most beautiful, healthy relationship after that, after the courage to let go of something that wasn't aligned. And I've seen women completely transform their relationships with themselves, feel more confident, deeper self-love, more self-worth, feel more whole and happy in who they are, heal their relationship with their body, and just feel more content, you know, being in their own presence without needing something outside of them to fill a void within. And, you know, I recently had a session with a beautiful one-on-one client of mine who's also in Divine Femme, and she had been on this powerful journey in herself of feminine healing and feminine embodiment for quite a while. And she'd been really devoted to cleaning up all of her wounding around, you know, what was causing her to call in men who weren't in alignment with what she really wanted. And on our last call, she shared with me that she had just attracted the most beautiful, loving, committed, safe, secure, healthy relationship with this beautiful, generous, kind man, which was exactly what she'd been wanting. And, you know, it really moved me because I knew how much beautiful work she'd done to get to that point. And this was also the journey for me that I walked. If you know my journey, you would know I was single for 6 years before my current relationship. And while I was single, I kept calling in the same type of person over and over and over. I was attracting men who were non-committal, who were flaky, who were emotionally unavailable, who were out of integrity, and who just simply were not claiming me and didn't choose me and couldn't make me a priority. And I would only be in these short-term relationships before they would kind of unravel. And then guys would just string me along, you know, messaging me or seeing me randomly. But there was no commitment around building a relationship. And so I got really devoted to my feminine healing and my feminine embodiment work. And it was the absolute key to me calling in the relationship that I'm in now. Hands down, it was the key. The relationship that I'm in now, I've been in for 5 years. It is healthy, stable, safe, trustable, loving, devoted, and committed. And our relationship continues to deepen through my ongoing embodiment of this work. So if you are desiring, you know, deeper, richer, more fulfilling relationships, ultimately it begins with you. It begins with you healing your wounding, coming into your power, and reclaiming your feminine energy. Yeah? You're going to learn through this episode, our relationships are mirrors. There's such a reflection of us. And when we change, our relationships change. And the type of people that we call into our life changes. And the way people show up in our life changes. So as I'm going through this episode, loves, if anything resonates with you, this is the work we do in Divine Femme. In Divine Femme, we do so much beautiful healing work around your relationship with yourself, healing your relationship to your feminine and masculine energies, healing your wounding around the masculine and feminine, which as you'll learn through this episode is the reason you're not able to create the types of relationships that you want. You really learn through this program how to come into your power, own your wants and needs, use your voice, set boundaries, ask for what you want. You learn how to embody your radiant and magnetic feminine energy. There's so much work we do in this program that will deeply support you to create the types of relationships that you really want. So if as I'm going through this episode, this is resonating with you, I'd invite you to check out Divine Femme. Enrollments close on November 12th. So there is not much time left to enroll in this round. If you want to join us, come to conniechapman.com/Divine Femme. Go down to the show notes, click the link and come and learn more. If you've been feeling called to this journey, now is your time to join us. I'm also hosting a free training on November 8th called The Art of Feminine Living. And depending on when you're listening to this episode, if the training is already run, you can still watch the replay until November 12th. So come down to the show notes, register for that, and either come along live or watch the replay. And we're going to do some beautiful work in that training around awakening and embodying your feminine energy that will really support you with, again, with creating the types of relationships you deeply desire. Okay, so let's really get into it. And what I want to do is I want to talk you through three key ways that healing and embodying and reclaiming your feminine energy will transform your relationships. And this is tried and tested. This is not just theories. This is what I see change for people. And this is what I see has changed for me through doing this work as well. So the first thing that you'll notice when you start to be doing your feminine embodiment work. So the first thing that happens is that your feminine embodiment work makes you magnetic. And I've spoken about this on the podcast before, but let's really talk about it in the context of relationships. So when we begin doing our work of awakening our feminine energy, we begin to awaken this life force inside of us. And this life force is the source of our nourishment, our pleasure, our radiance. It is what fills us up. It is what causes us to overflow with light and radiance and magnetism. When we start really showing up for our own work, we learn how to self-source how we want to feel. We learn how to get in charge of how we're feeling. You know, when we do the feminine healing and embodiment work, we get back in touch with our body. We begin to listen to our own needs. We begin to show up for ourselves, to fill ourselves up in our life with pleasure, with nourishment, with fullness. We get into our body, right? So we can start to really awaken our magnetism through our body. When a woman does the feminine healing and embodiment work, she gets back in touch with herself, with what makes her happy, with her own needs and desires, and she starts showing up for herself. She practices self-care. She starts loving herself. She begins devoting to the rituals and practices that make her feel good. She starts deeply listening to her body, her inner voice, and her needs, and she listens to that and she meets that. And so when a woman starts showing up in that way for herself, getting that in tune with her body, her energy, her emotions, her needs, she becomes full from within, and it creates this incredible magnetism because she's come into wholeness, right? She's not lacking. She's not scarce. She's not empty. She's not deprived. It is the work we do within ourselves to fill ourselves up from within and return to our bodies and our wholeness that makes us magnetic. And so when in the context of relationship, let's talk about in the context of romantic relationship. When a woman starts doing all of her feminine healing and feminine awakening and feminine embodiment work, she shifts out of feeling empty, lacking in scarcity, and like she needs a partner to complete her. She stops feeling that she needs someone, she needs a relationship, or she needs a person to prove to her that she's lovable, that she's enough. She stops waiting for someone to choose her, to validate her, to show her that she's worthy of love. She stops waiting to be rescued by some knight in shining armor that's going to come along. And when she starts really doing her work, she no longer feels like there is anything lacking in her life. And this is the power, my loves, when you work on your relationship with yourself, on your own embodiment and your own connection with yourself. You get so in tune with your body. You get so in tune with yourself. You start to take exquisite care of yourself. You let yourself rest. You indulge in pleasure. You nourish yourself. You let yourself play. You learn how to give to yourself. And when you do all of that for yourself, you no longer feel like you need a partner to complete you. And you stop coming to your partner, whether it's your existing partner or someone you're dating or someone you're meeting on an app. You stop coming to them from this energy of needing love, needing someone, wanting someone, feeling empty or lacking in your life. And you stop looking for a partner because, you know, you don't feel good enough or you feel incomplete without one. You stop looking to someone to fill a void in your life and complete you because you've learned how to feel everything you desire to feel inside yourself. You've learned how to give the love to yourself that you're craving. You've learned how to maybe take yourself on the dates or take yourself places that you're wanting to experience with a partner. And when you dedicate time to being in your feminine energy, this is what makes you feel juicy and alive and nourished and radiant, magnetic in your own body. And when you fill yourself up with that energy and you bring that to your relationships, I mean, it's irresistible. Whether you're bringing that to someone you're dating, whether you're bringing that to your existing partner, when you bring that level of fullness, you are able to overflow that into your relationships. You're not coming to your partner saying, you need to fill me up. You need to give me what I'm not willing to give myself. You need to love the parts of me that I'm not yet loving. When you do the feminine healing and the feminine embodiment work, you begin to be that for yourself. And then you get to overflow all of the energy that you've cultivated in yourself into your relationships. And it creates magnetism. People are drawn to that. And so when you're interacting with someone you want to date, or even with your current partner, this plays out in my relationship now. And when that person can feel they need me, they're desperate for me, they are lacking something that they want me to fill, there's a void inside of them and they're seeking for me to make them feel loved, to make them feel good about themselves. If they feel like you constantly need reassurance and compliments, and they constantly need to make you feel okay, that's actually quite repelling. And it doesn't inspire someone to want to show up in that way for you, because they can feel that you need it. And it's kind of graspy. You know, you would know in yourself when someone needs something from you, it doesn't feel that good. But a woman who's done her feminine healing and feminine embodiment work, she knows how to do that for herself, which doesn't mean she doesn't need other people. This is not about becoming the hyper-independent, self-sufficient woman who doesn't need anyone. It's just taking responsibility for your own needs, your own wants, your own feelings, your own desires, your own self-care, your own pleasure. And then from there, you show up full. You show up whole. And a healthy relationship is ideally two people overflowing their relationship into this vortex of energy between them that gives them both life. Not having to extract from one another and fill voids inside one another. I mean, that's codependency. That's codependency. If you want to create healthy, secure relating, you need two people who are whole and full inside themselves, who have done their own work, and then they overflow their energy into each other and into the relationship. And so what truly makes you magnetic is your energy. It really is. It's the energy you've cultivated. It's the energy you've awakened and embodied inside yourself. And when you move from that energy, when you're dating, even if you're out meeting, you know, like-minded women, if you're relating with your existing partner, you evoke such a different energy from people. When you've cultivated your magnetism, you know, this love inside yourself, this wholeness, this fullness, this relationship you've built with yourself, when that's the foundation. And that way, if someone chooses to no longer continue to be in a relationship, to no longer continue to see you or date you, or, you know, be your friend, for example, or work with you, you know, a lot of us can have a lot of discomfort around people pulling away or rejecting us or not wanting us. If that happens, you can actually be like, okay, I'm okay. Even if I'm no longer in relationship with you, because all of my love and worthiness and happiness is not based on you. It's not coming from you. It's coming from me. And then you're just like the icing on the cake to that. So of course there'll be grief or sadness or disappointment, but they are not the sole source of everything you feel. And you're not desperate for them because you've filled yourself up through your own practices. And I've seen this time and time again with the women that I've worked with, and it's been the case for me, and it's something that I still practice now, even though I'm in a relationship. The more that I focus on creating within myself and activating inside of myself what I desire to feel, who I desire to be, and activating my fullness and aliveness through coming into connection with my feminine essence, you know, you become irresistible, you become magnetic. And I think this is even the case in, say, in business and work as well. If you work for yourself, if you run your own business, because, you know, our clients, our sales, that's all relationships as well. And our feminine embodiment work impacts those relationships too. Like if you're coming out to sell an offering or talk about your program or invite someone to work with you, and you're feeling desperate, lacking, deprived, scarce, needy, they feel it. It is repelling. But when you have taken care of your energy and you're showing up embodied, alive in your feminine radiance, feeling full, feeling whole, and you overflow that energy as like a gift, people are drawn to that. Okay, so that is the first point that I really wanted to bring you, that the feminine embodiment work makes you magnetic. The feminine healing work and the relationship with that you build with yourself fills you up. And it really is the foundation of creating healthy relationships and thriving relationships with other people. Okay, the second thing that happens, and the second key as to why your feminine, you know, will really transform your relationships. The second reason is that the feminine healing work and the embodiment work resolves the wounds within you that are causing you to attract the same person over and over again, and the same relational dynamics over and over again. And so when you really come into your feminine healing work, what you begin to do is descend deeper into your body. You begin to connect more with your emotions, with your feelings, and with the parts of you inside of you that are carrying wounds, that have unprocessed emotions or traumas, that have unresolved issues from your dynamics with your parents, right? And when we're not doing our healing work and our embodiment work and really looking at ourselves, it is likely that from this space of having unresolved wounding or deep subconscious beliefs inside of us, that we will continue to attract the same relational dynamics over and over and over. And we are often attracting people that just continue to trigger our wounding. We're attracting people that honestly remind us of our parents, rather than being able to attract true, safe, healthy love. And so when we have unresolved wounding inside of us, it just plays out in our relationships. Like this even happens for me now in a 5-year relationship. If I'm not really showing up for what's coming up for me, and I just run from that wounded place to my partner, we just end up playing out this dynamic, which doesn't allow either of us to feel good, to be honest. I don't get my needs met, and he usually just feels attacked or defensive. And this can even play out in our relationships with other women, because we can have wounding around the feminine. We can have wounding around women, which comes from our mother line and our relationship with our mothers. And when we have these wounds around the feminine, even if we're in disconnection from our own feminine, or we have wounds around how the feminine showed up for us when we were young, it impacts our ability to relate to other women. Like I've even noticed this, I've been unpacking this thread of unworthiness that I've had actually since I was young, and it comes from my relationship with my mom, around feeling unworthy of connection with other women. And when I wasn't doing this healing work, when this was just buried in my subconscious and I wasn't even aware of it, I wasn't able to create the types of friendships I truly desired because I didn't believe I was worthy of them. And I had to do the work of dropping deeper into myself and coming into my body and feeling those emotions and working with my inner child and witnessing the triggers that would go off inside of me and the subconscious patterns I would play. You know, the feminine healing work is not where we do just the mindset work. We do the deep somatic embodiment work. And that's the work we do in Divine Femme. I'm very committed to really supporting women to look at all these places where there are things that are unresolved from their past that are causing them to stay looping in the same experiences. And so this can also be in romantic relationships. You know, before I attracted my current partner, I had a big abandonment wound. And this was from my relationship with my father. And so because I had this wound that was not resolved, It caused me to keep attracting men over and over and over that would abandon me. I was recreating the same feeling that I felt as a child. Sure, these men looked different. You know, sometimes they showed up a bit differently, but it would always end in me feeling abandoned. And even if they didn't actually abandon me, it still felt like abandonment to me because I had an abandonment wound. So whatever the wound is, you know, you could have a wound around being rejected, and you will either attract partners who will reject you, or where you experience the feeling of being rejected. Even if they didn't actually reject you, it will feel like that to you. It could even be in your business. If you do run a business and you're in the online space, if you have some type of rejection wound, you know, people might sometimes choose to not work with you or may not engage in your social media posts, and you might feel that as a rejection. And they're not actually rejecting you, but you experience it as that because you've got a wound around that. And even this can happen with friends as well. You might experience friends sometimes pull away from you or spend more time with other friends rather than you. And whatever your wounding is, you're going to have the same feeling inside of you, maybe rejection, abandonment, not being wanted, whatever it is. And so, you know, as well in relationships, if you have this wound around not feeling worthy of love, and that was something that was going on for me too, I actually had a feeling like I didn't feel worthy of being chosen. And so I would attract the men who just wanted a surface level physical connection, but would never truly commit and claim me and choose me. So this is going to repeat over and over. And what you're going to notice is you'll have different relational dynamics going on, but you keep coming back to this same feeling inside of you. And that's the wound that keeps getting activated. Because whatever our unresolved wounding is, it gets mirrored in our relationships. Our relationships are the places that mirror everything back to us. So we can learn so much about ourselves through our relationships, through noticing what we continue feeling, through noticing what keeps getting triggered, through noticing the patterns of how people keep showing up for us or not showing up for us, you know? And so if we keep attracting the same relational dynamic, whether it's something in a romantic partnership, something in our friendships with other women, something in our family dynamics that just keeps playing out, something in our business or with our clients or with our boss where we just keep feeling the same way, we have to look at what is getting mirrored back to me. What do I keep feeling here? What's the pattern of how these people keep showing up for me? Why do I keep recreating this? How does this remind me of something I remember feeling when I was young? When I was a little girl, around my relationships with my mother or father or with my siblings. Sometimes our relationships with our siblings, especially say if we're a woman that's had, you know, sisters, that can impact then our relationships with other women growing up, and similarly with a brother. So what this is trying to do, the reason this is all getting mirrored back is because your body is trying to get you to work on the root cause issue. It's trying to keep bringing up the wound over and over so that you'll finally do something about it. And this is why when we do the feminine healing and the feminine embodiment work, we have to have the courage to go a little bit deeper, to go into our bodies and start to feel and process what we never felt, and go and meet that little wounding and that little part of ourselves when it comes up. And we have to have the courage to start to do some inner work where we start to learn how to hold and love and take care of the parts of ourselves that get triggered, and then begin to work on our relationship with ourselves, on our self-love, our self-worth, our confidence. We do that inner work. And this is the feminine journey. You know, everyone thinks the feminine work is just all this pretty surface, you know, becoming more attractive or whatever it is. But the feminine journey is actually our willingness to descend into our body and feel and really heal our relationship with ourselves so we can become an embodied, empowered, magnetic, thriving woman. All of that comes from within. And so our relationship with ourselves is the foundation of every other relationship. So this is often where we need to start doing the work. And the more that we clean up and heal our relationship with ourselves and heal our wounding, the more we start to attract people that are truly aligned, that can truly meet us. We start to attract healthy, safe, secure love rather than people that just keep us trapped in our wounding over and over and over. And look, even if you are in a relationship where your wounding gets triggered, because it does, mine still does, it happens. My wounding gets triggered in my family, in my friendships, with my partner. It still gets triggered. But this work is about knowing how to work through that. And when you can show up for the parts of yourself that have wounding and get triggered, that's when you truly start to reintegrate them. And even if you do get triggered, it doesn't derail you for that long because you know how to support yourself when it happens. So this is the other biggest thing that is really important with cleaning up our wounding in, you know, and how this impacts our relationships. Because the biggest thing that I've seen that happens for women when they have wounding from childhood is that they very often build a masculine shield or masculine exterior, or they lean more into their masculine energy to protect them or to cover up the tender parts inside of them. And so as women, we can be moving through the world with this self-protective masculine exterior without even realizing. And it is really blocking our relationships, especially if we're wanting to call in a masculine partner. And I remember working with a beautiful client on this as she unraveled this. And part of what was happening for her, and this might be part of your experience, is she was operating from more of the masculine energy in her relationships. And when a woman takes up the masculine pole, when she embodies the masculine, it's going to polarize her partner or the person she's relating with into the feminine. And so a man who's showing up in the feminine is more flaky, he's indecisive, he's non-committal, he isn't leading you well, he doesn't know what he wants, he's all over the place, he's still trying to figure himself out. So when we are actually in more of our masculine energy as a woman, we can tend to attract men that will be more in their feminine because we are taking up the masculine position in the relationship. So if we want a man to show up, if that's our relational dynamic, we want a man to show up in more of his masculine for us, we have to shift into more of the feminine to invite that in from him, right? To create the polarity. Because we all have masculine, feminine energy within us, but whatever energy we are embodying is then polarizing who we're relating with into the opposite energy. And so very often when women have judgments around their feminine and they don't feel safe being in their feminine, they don't like their feminine energy, they don't value their feminine energy, they see it as being weak, right? Or they have learned through growing up to be more masculine, they're going to end up being in more of the dominating role in the relationship. And maybe they feel, you know, that being in their feminine will make them too passive and they're not going to get their needs met and they are going to get taken advantage of. And so they think that being more in their masculine will protect them. And so this creates the hyper-independent, self-sufficient woman. I don't need anyone. I'm good. And this is what I used to do in relationships all the time. I had this masculine exterior, and the way that I did it was being very in my head, very aloof, very guarded. I didn't like showing vulnerability and emotions. didn't like showing anyone that I really cared about them. I mean, I did this in friendships as well as romantic partnerships. I had this like sarcastic, witty, snappy, critical kind of thing I would do, which, you know, looked like I was being funny, but I was actually cutting men down. I was hurting them. I was kind of emasculating them. And, you know, when we have masculine armor, a masculine shield, a masculine exterior, the thing it does is it hides our heart. And so whether we're relating with a family member, a friend, a partner, they can't feel us. They can't feel our heart. And so we might be showing up, you know, feeling like we're relating, but if we are guarded, self-protective, carrying this masculine armor, we can't create true connection. They can't feel you, the people that you're relating with. They won't feel inspired to get to know you more. And, you know, this is something that really impacts women in relationships. And this self-protective armor makes us act like, oh, I don't care about this connection. I don't want this connection. But we really do. Like I said, I do this in my friendships with women. I would act like I didn't care about the relationship, but I do. I would act like I didn't want the connection, but I did. And this armor would keep me distant from people. It prevented me having intimacy. It prevented me feeling that people were going to get too close to me and I was going to lose myself in the relationship. You know, I remember in friendships sometimes, you know, you'd spend time with someone and then the next weekend, I was catching up with a friend one weekend and the next week she messaged me to catch up again the following weekend. And I was like, we just saw each other. We don't need to catch up again. Like I felt really suffocated and I pulled away. But that's all my wounding, right? And when we run these patterns, we don't allow people to connect with us, you know, to really get to know us. And subconsciously, we're pushing away the connection. And so this is part of the feminine work, is we have to be able to come into the heart. Rather than guarding and protecting our heart with our masculine armor and masculine shield, the feminine work is you come into the heart and you begin to open and soften your heart. You begin to heal and release your armor. You begin to drop the self-protective mechanisms that you run to prevent yourself getting hurt. And you begin to reveal and show the truth of your heart, the truth of your emotions. You begin to speak from your heart. And that invites people in. It invites people closer to you. And this works in every relationship, family, friends, partner. The other little piece I just want to touch on here around wounding is that, you know, this also impacts whether we show up in an anxious or avoidant way, because anxious and avoidant attachment styles come from our childhood. And we're either running anxious attachment, so we're clingy and needy and desperate. And when someone pulls away, we become terrified that we're never going to see them again. Or we're avoidant. We're actually healthy, safe love, and someone that wants intimacy and someone that wants to get close to us feels scary, feels overwhelming, feels suffocating, and so we pull away and go distant. And we can spend years playing out anxious and avoidant attachment styles in all of our relationships. I tend to oscillate between them all. I honestly even notice I can play out anxious or avoidant attachment with my clients, with people who potentially want to work with me. It plays out everywhere. And until we're willing to go in and do the deeper work to heal our wounding, we're going to keep recreating the same patterns and we're never going to create that healthy, safe, secure love. So just to wrap this point up, until we work on our wounding, we will continue to create relational dynamics that just keep us in that cycle of our wounding and don't truly allow us to create healthy, committed relationships where we truly get our needs met. And when you do the feminine healing work, you start learning how to soften, how to open, how to feel, how to reveal your heart, how to come into your body, how to hold and love the parts of yourself that get triggered, And then these parts no longer run your relationships. Yeah. And then you get to show up actually as the mature woman in your relationships rather than the wounded inner child. Yeah. I see this so often, that a wounded inner child is running relationships rather than a healthy, empowered woman. Okay, our third step. The third thing that happens when you do the feminine healing and embodiment work, and how this transforms your relationships, is you get to awaken your feminine power and you start to be able to truly get your needs met in a relationship. Like, truly get your needs met. So the feminine embodiment work, part of this work is awakening our feminine power. And one of the key things so many of us can feel in relationships is that we never feel deeply met. Like, we never feel like our needs are truly met. And it can also be part of the reason, you know, that we're not getting our needs met, is both our wounding and is also our inability to actually really communicate and have the courage to express our wants and needs. You know, this can be because we're a people pleaser. This can be because we're a conflict avoider. But this is all our wounding. Like, if in relationships we can't speak up about our needs, we can't communicate our needs, we can't ask for what we want and need, you know, we're very often running patterns of wanting to keep someone else happy or avoid conflict. And that's all our deeper wounding that's running that. We might also have a story or a judgment. You know, if when we were younger, our needs weren't really met, we might just have a pattern now of denying our needs, abandoning our needs, automatically assuming that our needs are just too much. We're too much. So we're going to be too difficult if we do try to communicate what it is that we want. And so we don't communicate. We don't truly own what it is that we want and need. And then we grow resentful when people don't meet it. So when you start awakening your feminine energy, and then you really start learning how to awaken your feminine power, what happens is you start to learn how to honor yourself. You start to learn how to use your voice to communicate your needs, to set boundaries, to stop being scared of how other people are going to react, to stop having people walk all over you. And you start to set new standards. This is what I remember seeing this in the Divine Femme Women, saying they were setting new standards for their relationships. And we set a standard of how we want that relational dynamic to unfold. This is so important to do in family relationships. Very often our family relationships are codependent and are lacking boundaries and are lacking clear communication. And if when we were a kid, we didn't feel heard, we probably still don't feel heard now. If when we were a child, everyone was really codependent and rescued each other, and we were all responsible for each other's emotions, and we all just offloaded onto each other all the time, whatever it is, or we just didn't communicate at all, that same dynamic is probably still playing out. So it takes one person to be the circuit breaker, to have to start to do their own healing work, to learn how to show up in a new way in the relationship and change the dynamic. That's the only way we truly get our needs met. And the other reason as well that women don't get their needs met in relationships is because they're so disconnected from their own needs. When you're disconnected from your body, you will likely not even know what your needs are. You won't even know what you want because you can't feel it. Your needs and desires are felt through your body. And this is the feminine work. It's getting out of the head and into the body. And when a woman is not connected to her body, and maybe she spent years people-pleasing, doing what she should be doing, keeping everyone happy, self-abandoning, self-sacrificing, she doesn't even know what she wants or needs anymore. She can't even feel it. She can't even get into her body enough to know what she wants or needs. And if she can't feel it in herself, how can she communicate that to someone else? So the first step is actually this feminine healing and embodiment work of coming back into the body, slowing down enough to feel and to listen to yourself and to start to pay attention to when your body's communicating, when you can feel a want or a need coming through. Beginning to honor that, beginning to show up fully to meet that for yourself, and then you can communicate that in your relationships, and then you can get truly met in your relationships. So that's what this feminine embodiment journey really does. It allows a woman to start to really get in tune with herself, to listen to herself, to listen to her desires, to listen to her emotions, to start to be able to express her emotions, right? To learn how to share her emotions in a way that isn't leaky and projecting and dramatic and overly triggered, but where you simply are revealing your heart. Because feminine embodiment work, this is what it does. It opens and softens the heart. And when you reveal the truth of your heart, someone can really connect with you. You can truly show them through your body, through your heart, what you're feeling, what you're needing, what's alive for you, how they can show up for you. And that moves someone, that touches someone, that impacts someone, that inspires someone to show up for you, to step in, to lean in to you. And so often we can't get our needs met in a relationship because we've got all this self-protective armor guarding our heart, and we're up in our heads talking at our partner or at people in our life saying, why can't you meet my need? Why won't you ever do this for me? But when we've got all this self-protective armor and mechanisms over our heart, they can't feel us. And until they can feel us, it's not going to touch and impact them enough to inspire them to want to do something about it. When we just speak from our heads, people feel attacked, they become defensive, and they shut down. What the feminine healing and embodiment work does is it allows you to soften and open your heart, come into vulnerability, come into your truth. Let yourself be seen and heard. Find your voice. Express what you really want and need. Share your desires. Really be in your body when you're relating with someone. And when you do this, this heals every one of your relationships, and it completely transforms the relational dynamic, whether it's a friendship, a romantic relationship, or a dynamic with a family member. It transforms the dynamic. And so this is really what the feminine work is. It's like our willingness to really connect, yeah, and be vulnerable, be open, soften, and share ourselves. And that's how we create deeper intimacy. And so the feminine embodiment work, oh my God, it deepens your intimacy. I have the most intimate relationship now that I've ever been in. And it's through this constant willingness to just keep dropping all of the ways I close, I self-protect, I shut down, I withdraw, to keep loving and holding the parts of myself that get triggered, you know, keep holding those wounded inner parts for me to show up and meet them so that I'm not coming to my partner trying to get him to rescue me from what I'm feeling. I show up for that. And then doing my feminine embodiment work to activate my aliveness, my pleasure, my radiance, to fill myself up, and then to overflow that to my partner. And this creates the most thriving, beautiful, nourishing relationships. So my loves, that was a lot. I hope you've really felt that, and I can really feel that there's so much around this topic moving through me. So yeah, if you would love to hear me talk more about relationships and the feminine embodiment work and the healing work around relationships and how to call in the type of relationship that you want, let me know. I did do an episode, it was episode 100 a while back, on the story of how I manifested my current partnership. I think I recorded that when we were like a year into our relationship. So things have changed since then. But, you know, I tell some beautiful stories there around how I really prepared for the relationship that I'm in now. So you might want to listen to that one. If you do want some support, if you do want to dive deeper, come and check out Divine Femme, my loves, this 6-month feminine embodiment journey of deep healing, self-liberation, self-love, self-empowerment, really rising into the version of yourself that you truly desire to be. We're going to be starting this round on November 13th and really coming into the new year. So we're going to be running all the way up to around probably April in 2024. So imagine starting the new year with this foundation, with this relationship with yourself, with this connection with your body, with being connected to the nourishment of your own feminine energy, and unraveling all of these wounded patterns, unraveling this masculine exterior that keeps you so disconnected from what you truly desire and keeps you burnt out and exhausted. You know, this is the journey we release and transform all of that. So come and check out Divine Femme, conniechapman.com/divinefemme, and go to the show notes. Enrollments close November 12th. Please don't miss out if you do want to be a part of this journey. And if you haven't already, you can come and register for the Art of Feminine Living training happening on November 8th. Or if it's already happened when you're listening to this episode, still go and register because you'll get instant access to the replay. Thank you so much for being tuned into this episode. This was a big one. I loved bringing it to you. If you love Awaken Radio, make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode when it comes out. Please come and leave the show a rating, a review. You can leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a written review there. You can also rate now on Spotify and leave a response to the episode there as well. So any feedback is always welcome. If you love this episode, send it on to a friend. If you know someone will gain value from it, post it to your Instagram stories and tag me at Connie_Chapman. And thank you so much for being here, my love. It's been beautiful to share this with you. And I look forward to talking to you again next time.